FM 90.3 WGTL, there's a little throwback for you to 2006, Skillet's The Last Night. Good morning, 719.
Weather-wise, a mix of clouds and sun this morning, then cloudy this afternoon with a chance of scattered showers, a high around 52 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low 37. For Friday, partly sunny with a high of 49. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, warming up to a little bit, high 51. Sunday's looking nice, sunny with a high of 58. Right now in Harrisburg, 38 degrees. In Lancaster, 37.
This morning, we're talking to our friend Stephanie Morales. Steph is the director of Kavad for Performing Arts Ballet Theater. Good morning again, Steph.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. I'm so excited you guys are doing To Neverland.
Yeah.
It's the story of Peter Pan. How are you doing? Like, I'm trying to imagine how this is in a dance. Like, how are you doing the flying parts?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in our theater space, we don't have a rigging system. So that was the challenge walking into it was, how will we show flying?
Yeah.
And what will that look like?
Right.
And so I just decided to take the approach of, we all have imagination, so let's invest into that a little bit and do it through movement. So
yeah.
Instead of people actually flying, as they're learning to fly, they are moving sets off, and it'll be like this magical moment where a set flies off the stage. And then as they fly to Neverland, we're using that through dance. So we have dancers that will have twinkly lights in their costumes to represent the sky.
Nice.
And then the Peter Pan and friends will be dancing through that. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Well, I mean, dance is so expressive. I love that you're doing it through the movement.
Yeah.
To show the fly. How about Tinkerbell? How are you doing Tinkerbell?
Yeah, so ballet dancers have point shoes. So it will be a ballet dancer, and we're really characterizing her point work so that way she's on her tiptoes most of the show.
Okay.
It hurts a lot, but she is doing great.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of her.
That's awesome. And how about how are you doing Captain Hook?
Captain Hook.
Or Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Captain Hook, I think to me, is just such a comedic role because he's a captain that thinks he's an amazing captain, but he really isn't that great. He's a little self-absorbed.
Yeah.
And so I'm really leaning into that side of him just being a little selfish. And his characterization of that is just brilliant. And like the Lost Boys, my favorite part of the show. I think they're so funny and just how boyish they are as little girls, and so it's really just cool to see.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're doing the rehearsals, you're starting Tech Night. I imagine that just as much teaching goes into doing a show like this as directing.
Yeah.
How's that working? You have 40 kids. That's a lot to work with.
Yes. Thankfully, I have an amazing team. My rehearsal assistant, Josiah, shout out to him, has just been super helpful in focusing in on my vision for characterization and bringing that to life. And he was a former professional actor and is kind of in an in-between season. So he was willing just to hop in and say, hey, I'll help with characterization.
Gotta love that.
Make this happen. So
yeah.
It's been just cool to see that.
That's awesome. In to Neverland, coming to Kavad Performing Arts in New Holland. It's going to be April the 12th. You're doing one show. April the 13th, you're doing two shows.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then April the 14th, you have another show. Tickets are available at your website.
Yes, tickets are available at kavad.org.
Very exciting. We hope it goes well. Thanks for coming to share about To Neverland. We hope that it's a great show for everybody.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. Cochran & Co. coming our way. This is Parking Lot on WJTL. Good morning.